That applies a lot of pressure to you three to come up with some good stuff every day. I admire all of your work ethics and how you dive so deep into stories to find just the perfect one for the perfect day, right? Great.
It's not that hard.
Yeah. Steve, you're going to go first today.
Okay, so I mailed you guys, emailed, texted, I'm sorry when I say you guys, I don't mean the listeners, but you have to use your imagination, a picture that my wife took early this morning of a beautiful spider web that was like 4 or 5 feet across, and maybe that tall too. It was really cool, and no one was seemed that impressed by it but me. Anyway, so very quickly, we don't have a lot of time. I don't want you to spend a lot of time on this. What is the gross or the weirdest thing you think that a spider eats?
The weirdest thing that a spider eats? Oh, salamander.
Salamander. Kevin?
Rats.
Rats. Mary? We're out of time.
I don't know. Bugs of some sort.
Bugs of some sort. I went out to see the web that Sharon took a picture of 2 hours later. It was completely gone. Spiders eat their own webs.
No, really? You sure it didn't just get windy? Did you look this up? You verified this with someone, right? You're not just guessing?
No, I think they eat their
own. Did you walk through it on accident? Wait,
did you look it up, Steve, or no?
No, but he must have eaten it.
I don't.
Well, do you have a dog?
Spiders do eat their own webs.
Oh. Don't take that, Colin. I know what I'm doing.
Wow.
Southwest suburban.
Finish that thought.
Yeah, no, it's so we were talking about it. The web was gone. And Sharon said this weekend we had some people over, none of you guys. And
of course.
She was watching a spider on the deck, and it was eating its own web. And it just ate the web and then went up under the post. And so a lot of them do, not all of them, but the idea is...
The hungry ones do.
Well, yeah, but the silk is made of proteins, and when they eat their own silk, they can clean up their web, but they also then don't have to produce the proteins to make new webbing.
How about that?
So to build fresh, effective webs, they can become damaged, dirty, or lose their stickiness over time. So a lot of times, some orb weavers... And I think the orb weavers are the ones that look like an octopus head, you know? They consume their webs at dawn, so they bring in more moisture from the dew.
And that's
what would have happened here. Sharon took the picture, you know, early, early in the morning, and then I went back an hour or two later. And I don't think this one was eaten because it was just too big. But
so it wasn't the one, your web was not eaten.
I can't prove that it wasn't, but I mean, it was.
Could be a fast eater.
It was almost, spider. It was the width of my arms open. I mean, it was a huge web.
We had a dog growing up that did something similar. Not ate quite as cool.
Yeah, no. There was protein. It was a protein thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so I had no idea.
Nope.
And we just kind of checked it out, and she's like, yeah, I saw one. I swear it was eating its own web.
Oh, now I see it. Okay, I'm looking at the picture now.
No, that's good. I sent it to you.
Is there a weird thing next to the wheelbarrow?
That's a shed.
No. What? What
that's
is that?
That's a plant. That's a milkweed.
Oh, that's a plant stand,
it's,
right? That
yeah, oh, yeah, it's a trellis.
Thing?
Yeah.
I thought that was the spider web at first. I'm going, wait a minute. Where that's is
what, a spider web for pride? What,
and
it
then
was a
I
rainbow
noticed
trellis.
You circled the spider web.
Oh, God.
For those of you listening,
can I
at
post
home,
this photo on Facebook?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's on my Facebook page.
But I just need to say what Mary is pointing at, thinking that it might be a spider web, is an upside down tomato cage.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, it's very colorful. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you figured that out.
Anyway,
see, that's great.
That's like a regurgitation story.
Yes, it is a yes. yeah, I'll put it on my Facebook page.
Okay, Mary's joined the segment now.
All right, Mary.
What?
That was a long time for Steve's first one. So, Mary, let's do yours.
Still busy looking at the picture. Okay, so from people.com, my favorite place to go looking for stories. This, what do you guys think of an original shower gift? You know, you give the old pots and pans, the towels, the sheets. Well, you guys never go to showers, do you?
Not if we can
help it. They get really boring after a while. The same stuff is unopened. Well, this is a great idea. A lady on TikTok named Carrie Ann posted about a gift from her maid of honor she received in the year 2000 with instructions to not open this gift until 2025 on her 25th wedding anniversary. Mm. It was a little shaped heart box sealed, so she couldn't open it. She took it everywhere, all her moves she did in 25 years. And what do you think was in it? She finally opened it. Time's up.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a handful of index cards with handwritten notes about sports at the time, music at the time, politics, what was going on
like
in the world.
A time capsule?
Yes, it was like a message in a bottle time capsule type thing in a box, but they were written by everybody that had been at the shower.
Oh.
So it was people that had passed away, like her mother, her aunt. And it was really cute. Like they had questions like, what'll happen to Monica Lewinsky? You know, stuff like that. Or, you know, just different kinds of things that were happening.
So touching things.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
And she just was bawling her brains out reading this. So this is a great idea for a shower gift, people.
Was she a big fan of Monica Lewinsky's?
I don't know.
She's doing great, by the way, now. Monica Lewinsky. Yeah. She's become a real advocate for a bunch of different things. And she's really become a strong, independent woman. It's awesome.
Well, I didn't mean to go to Monica Lewinsky.
Well,
but
I'm just saying. That's great for someone that had their entire life derailed. Yes, that she might have made some mistakes. But anyways, Kevin.
Well, we're
30
only,
seconds. 40 seconds
away from.
Or what?
Your Money Matters.
Your Money Matters. Well, the 6 o'clock news, and then Your Money Matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 o'clock. Taylor Swift New Heights podcast drops. Many are wondering if it's going to break YouTube. Could be one of the most listened to podcasts. Swift joining her boyfriend Travis Kelce on the New Heights podcast, along with Travis's brother. It drops tonight. People are excited about it. She's got a new studio album coming out, but this is the first time. You know, this podcast has blown up. Because Travis Kelce's celebrity has blown up since he started dating Taylor Swift, and now she's going to actually be on the podcast.
It's at 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock, Steve.
And
John,
he is on it, too.
Don't put any call segments up for 6.
Steve, unfortunately, sounds like you're going to miss my show tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to be listening to
you. You're an avid listener, but I'll give you permission tonight.
I've never missed your show.
Be honest, have you listened to 1 minute of my show ever?
Never heard it, and I've never missed it.
The question of the day keeps me tuning in.
You're always driving. You're always stuck in traffic.
New Heights doesn't do a question of the day, John.
That's true.
I do listen to it. Yes, I do. Not every day.
Okay.
We talk about you all the time. You should be listening.
That's true.
Well, that's what I'm picking up on.
News next from the Northwestern Meadows Newsroom on WGN.